Ever since I was a kid, I wanted to be a Gotti.
New York, the greatest city in the world.
New York, the city of a million dreams.
You know what I gotta say that I realized on this rewatch, Spencer?
New York, the city of bridges.
So everyone who sees this movie remembers the cartoon opening it is. Yeah. But when they do the bookend, it feels like they're rushing through it at the end. It's like, why'd you even do this?
Yeah. If you lived to be 5 million, you'd never see another guy like me.
If you lived until the heat death of the universe, you'd be like, that was the only John Gotti I ever knew.
If you lived to the heat death of the universe, you'd never meet another guy like me. Check, please.
You're never going to meet another capo of the city of water. That's what we call New York.
I do respect that this is probably the first gangster movie that is pro-gangster. Like, they all get hit with that, but this is the first one where the entire thesis of the movie...
unequivocally, it shows in... literally text, like not even conversations. It shows in text like, hey, if you were in the mafia but you're sorry about it, you're good.
Yeah.
Like, it's so cool. It rocks.
Like, they just cut to random wops on the street just being like, hey, you know, John Gotti, he was a good man. Guy.
Hey, he did stuff for the community.
You know what I appreciate? All of the news clips in this movie are great, both because of the cartoon characters in 1980s New York that show up on them, but also because they're the only scenes in the film that are presented in a cogent linear order.
Yeah.
And also, I love when they cut to like the real life John Gotti and John Gotti Jr. and they do not look anything like
I was sitting next to my girlfriend watching this. I like paused it. I put the like towards the end when they're showing like John A. Gotti's like legal troubles. And I literally said, like, watch this. So this is what they made his son look like in the movie. Press play. And this is what he looked like in real life. And it's like, in real life, he looked like a 47-year-old who works at Paychex.
It is also worth saying that I believe John Gotti Jr. was like, I forget him, but I remember hearing that he was like, involved some way in the production of this.
I bet.
Yeah.
This movie is about how great John A. Gotti is and how he's innocent and how he was railroaded by the fucking government, which is the real fucking mafia when you think about it.
They actually, hey, you know what? If it was me, I would have called him John Gotti a bad rap. On account of the bad rap that they gave him.
The reason why they put Gotti in jail, it was all politics. It was all politics.
Hey,
that's
you know,
what
if, no, not for nothing, but if I was the one naming him, I would have called him John Goody Man.
Let's see.
He was a good man, you see.
They should make a mafia movie about what the guys are good. You know, they got good guys. They're good.
Yeah, they should make a mafia movie about how they give us picnics on the Fourth of July.
Who weren't so bad.
They should call not for nothing, Mr. Hollywood. But you ever consider making a movie called They're Doing Their Best? And it's about how they're doing their best for the community. This might be my favorite movie I've watched this year.